everybody. This is Hop Culture. We're the Hopkins sisters, Claire, Grace, Anne, and Tess. Four sisters living in different time zones, recapping our lives, giving each other unsolicited advice, and hopefully giving you a laugh in the process. Who knows, if you stick around, we might even touch on something substantial along the way. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to Hop Culture episode 148. Is this 148? I've lost track.
I don't know.
Listeners at home, we are doing a little bit of a shuffle to our recording due to some travel plans upcoming for some members of the group. Not me, but other members that go to Florida together every winter as a tradition.
Just so, exclusively together.
Yeah. So they'll be, you know, since they'll be in breezy Florida next week, we are recording a few in close succession, and it's done a number on my brain. But today, I had a concept for the episode, and when I went to prep last night, it didn't feel right. And so I thought of something else, something that I thought would be fresh and fun, of the moment. I think I touted it as a bit high-minded and a little different.
She really did.
Yeah, she did.
And when I went to get on our Zoom call where we record today, I always have sound issues. And so I was like messing with the sound issues. I couldn't hear the conversation. I'm all excited for this big surprise, this big reveal of like what we're going to be talking about today. I told everyone, don't worry, I'll come with, you know, this big surprise. I kept calling it my big surprise. And I log in to hear Tess telling everyone about this very thing that I was going to unveil on the podcast.
Today of all days.
I was like, no, that was my big surprise. So Tess, we'll do this in tandem. We'll roll out the big surprise together. So why don't you tell people
the big surprise as if it's our surprise?
It's not it doesn't really make sense to call it a big surprise, and you'll see why. But now that's just what it is. So Tess, tell the people.
Well, I was guiding Grace through her first game of Connections when Claire arrived. Mm-hmm. And do you want me to explain?
Yeah, tell people. I just got into Connections like over the last couple weeks. It's been out since last July, I think. So it's not new. But to me it is. In case people don't know, explain.
Yeah. I got into it I think a couple months ago. And do it every day. I told Grace, it's really one of the things I'm living for right now. It's just this daily game. You get a set of 16 words, and there are four groups of words that are connected in some way. And so you have to figure out how each group is connected, and you have to click the four words one at a time. And they range from easiest to hardest. And yeah, that's basically the gist, right?
Yeah, it's a very simple concept. It's a New York Times puzzle. So, well, I think games is what the umbrella term. So, you know, same family as Wordle, which Wordle, as far as I could find, still reigns supreme in terms of like how many players there are a day. But I think Connections is closing in.
It's, yeah. In my opinion, it's a better game. Because
it seems better. Wordle, it seems like something you wouldn't lose interest in.
Yeah, Wordle, you lose interest quickly, and it's a lot of luck, I feel like, to get it in, like, you know, two.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel that satisfied because you're like, well, I just kind of guessed in two, you know. But
yeah,
in Connections, you can feel really proud if you got, like, a perfect score that day because it was
I think Connections is more fun if you like words, like if you're, like, a word person or, you know.
That's true.
Wordle is really basically just, like, spelling and, yeah, it's like Hangman kind of, you know. Not really, but I usually do Connections first and then Wordle second because I rarely miss Wordle, like miss out on, you know, getting the word. And so if I need to boost my morale after Connections. So on Connections, you get four guesses. And so if you can't get it in four guesses, then you're out. And I didn't get it. Tess, did you get it today?
I did. I got a perfect score.
You're kidding.
Oh. I don't want to toot my horn, but I am really good at connections.
Well, Tess has a great strategy.
Which is, tell it. Strategy.
She beautiful minds it.
I have not seen a beautiful mind, but I will take that. I just mean
you do something that
in my head
seems like, difficult in your head. Yeah, you're just like
I'm plotting.
Doing calculations.
I'm plotting in my head. I think through all four categories before I press
making
anything,
a single guess.
Make any
wow, because I just because, do like I love deduction.
Exactly. Like if you try to just click them, sometimes you're like, oh, these four are a match, and then you press it, and then you realize, oh dang, like those didn't go together because they all four of those words go into other categories, you know? And so it's easier if you can see all the categories and kind of arrange them in your head first.
Now, Tess, do you write things down or are you holding this information all
in
your head?
It's all up here.
I don't think you should write things down. That's against
incredible.
The spirit.
No, well, that's I was just wondering because I was trying to do her method, but I couldn't keep all the words in my head. Mm-hmm. So I was like, is she doing that?
It's,
genius.
Thank
it's
you.
Her little 20-something brain. It just works on a different level.
That might be true.
Functions better.
The youth of my brain. And it's actually funny that we're talking about this because Luke and I had a very heated discussion just an hour ago because Luke was like, anytime you get it and I don't, or you get it in fewer tries than I do, and I complain about the words to you, you make me feel stupid because that is a fair critique.
It's
because
so
I love to gloat.
Such
and
a
so
bold, like, what's the word? Wow,
accusation.
My brain. No wonder I didn't get it today. My connection, yeah. My brain is wrong. Yeah,
you
accusation.
Can't be, you can't be faulted. Yeah, like the other day, the prompt was school of blank, or like that was.
Oh, that one got me too.
And
I couldn't get
was,
that one.
And there was Hard Knocks on there, and mm-hmm. And he was like, "School of Hard Knocks." I've never heard that before, and I was like, "You've never heard School of Hard Knocks? Everybody uses that." And I was like,
"I love
time,
saying."
He's
that.
Always like, "I know." I'm like, "I learned it at the School of Hard Knocks. You never heard that in a TV show?" I was just like, "I love to rub it in."
But did that one throw you? Because one of the clues on that, not one of the clues, but one of the words was also Annie.
Annie. Mm-hmm.
Which I know was supposed to throw us, but I was like.
You can't fall for their tricks, Claire.
Oh.
You
wait, there's clues? The tricks.
No,
wait,
I said I shouldn't have said clues. I meant one of the
other
words was Annie.
And it was like Annie, Cabaret, some other, two other musicals.
Opera Cats, or something. Oh, Cats was on there.
Company.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Company.
Yeah, I guessed on Company.
But
I don't
like, want to
be
Annie and Hard Knocks. They always,
that sounds like it would have been really easy to get.
Well, you're sad you missed it, Grace, because,
yeah,
I am
really
sad.
Well,
when Tess was introducing this, I was so excited. I went on there and I made a guess and I was immediately wrong. So.
Yeah, they try to trick you and you cannot just go with the first thing that pops in your head.
Can I tell you, I saw an interview with the creator and editor. Her name is Winna Liao, and she's very posh. She had this awesome, these like black pleated pants and this green kimono, like silk looking kimono, and then she also had bright green Crocs. She looked very cool. But she said the best strategy is, well, not necessarily your best strategy, but the tip she would give is if you see five words that seem to go together, which is a common thing they do, you know, and they get you because you'll be like, okay, well, I'll just guess four of them and try to like see if I get it. And she was like, don't waste a guess. If there's five that go together, ignore those and like start working
move
with the
on.
Other words.
Well, that's what Tess is doing basically.
Yeah.
But I do move
all
on
in
if
head.
I see
all
like
in her head.
An obvious five.
And then one of the comments was like, never chase a one away, because sometimes when you make a guess, it'll say one away, which means like you just have one wrong and you'll just keep
abandon
trying
ship.
Them. And then it's like, okay, I've used up all my guesses and I don't have any. And that's gotten me before too. So,
yes.
So was the plan for the episode, were you going to spring one on
should
us?
Should I well, let me transition to that. So one thing that I've discovered, because I love, it's like finding a new online community when you get into something like this, because it's like there's all these, you know, there's a whole world of like memes and stuff that now makes sense to me because I'm playing Connections. And I discovered through one of these videos that you can make, there's websites where you can make your own connections. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. And you can send them to people. And I was thinking about trying to do that for the podcast, but I was like, I just don't think that would be fun to listen to because we'd have to just be staring silently at 16 words, you know? Yeah. So this is a twist on Connections. It's not really Connections at all. But what I've done is I've created groups of four words, and I'm going to read them to you guys, and you guys need to race to come up with what the category is.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's fun.
So it's fun. Oh, it's really not Wordle. Okay. It's really not Wordle. It's really not Connections at all, because one thing I appreciate about Connections is you don't have to know the cat. It tells you the category after you guess the grouping. Yeah. So sometimes I couldn't really articulate the grouping, but I'm just sort of like, these they're seem like they're related.
Somehow, yeah.
Exactly. So this is actually kind of the opposite, because I'm giving you the group, but you have to come up with the category.
I'm excited.
They Can range I ask a from clarifying quite easy question? To quite difficult. Yes, go for it.
Will any of these... I've asked Tess this question so many times, and she keeps answering it perfectly clearly. But my question is, will any of the categories be, like, similar number of consonants or
Oh, no, it's let me double check.
Or I don't... Maybe not. I'm trying to think or, on... I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think on actual connections, because there's been some...
Actual connections... Oh.
One was, like, colors with the first letter changed. I think that was yesterday.
Oh,
remember that one, Tess?
That's tricky.
Yeah.
That one was ridiculous.
But that's not solely on letters, at least. Like,
yeah, I mean, they really, it's not, like, they get very creative. Yeah, these ones, I will say, like mine vowels. Or none of them are like that. No. Okay. I don't have anything that's like consonants. I just want to check.
That's my least favorite type of puzzle, is one that's like, has nothing to do with what the word means.
I agree. No, I agree. I'm always like, I just feel kind of annoyed by those. I'm glad, Tess, it actually is working out well that you have some experience, because you can give your, you know, two cents on.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have the full span of things. We have expert Tess. We have me, who's gotten one of the four groups
A new fan, an emerging
and
fan.
We have Anne, who hasn't said a word this whole
time. One word. I'm having trouble even like conceptualizing it. I haven't seen it at all.
Why don't you just Google it real quick?
Okay, go. Yeah,
well,
go Google.
I didn't know if I was allowed Google to.
Connections.
Yeah,
this that's true, because she didn't know if we were going to like play
That's true.
It.
Connections.
And these are all, another thing I was going to say for listeners is these are all categories that listeners should be able to get as well. So I didn't do any like family inside jokes or, you know, anything nice, like nice. It's all stuff that hopefully will be fun for listeners to try to figure out too. Okay, so let's start. I think this is kind of an easy one. The cat or the words are Washington, Bailey, Michael, Costanza.
Do we work as a team or do we buzz
nope,
in?
Nope, you is try to buzz in.
George. Oh, George's.
Good.
Oh, that was good, guys.
That My one bad. Was, I thought, because see, the tricky thing about coming up with these is there's always one that's so, like, Costanza is like, that's know, the just, only Costanza
mind,
you know.
Okay, my mind just went straight to Seinfeld, and I just want to say I know that none of those other last names have anything to do with Seinfeld.
There's no shame for wrong answers.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut next time, unless I'm sure. Okay.
Okay. This one is names as well. A lot of these actually ended up being names, which wasn't my intention. Okay. Betty, Tim, Daisy, Juliet. Betty, Tim, Daisy, Juliet. Would anyone like a hint?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It has to do with music.
Taylor Swift.
Names and dance. Good. Yes.
Anne. Oh, that good was job. So good.
As soon as I heard Betty, I was like, oh, Betty.
And, but yeah, and Tim.
Couldn't think about the other, but Juliet, duh. Okay.
See, it's hard. It's tricky.
This is much harder, I feel.
Okay, how about this one? Full House. See, okay, this is a little bit, these are titles. It's not just one word. I kind of bend the rules on this one. Full House, The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, Sister Sister, Arrested Development.
Pause. Twins. I mean Buzz.
Oh.
What?
Buzz.
I listened to a podcast.
Buzzing.
Yeah, I didn't know there were buzzing.
Yeah, I don't think there's... We haven't been saying buzz.
There's another podcast I listened to where they say buzz for they buzz in.
I like that. I liked it. Okay, sorry. Who had it first? I saw it yelled out.
Was it twins? Because I just heard the first two and didn't listen to the second.
Yes. It's TV shows that feature twins.
Oh, man. Yet again, I go on the one thing.
See, but it's hard because it is really hard to not have ones that are giveaways.
So
fast. What was the giveaway on that one?
Just, I don't know.
The first two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first two.
No, I should have gone more obscure. Okay, this one will be a stumper. Woman, Bobby, Elmo, Spice. Woman like A-N. W-O-M-A-N.
That's not what
I
can't think of anything else.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Bobby, Elmo, Spice.
Count me out on this one. I'm not gonna get it.
No,
I can't. I
okay,
can't do it.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, I'll need a hint on this.
Woman, Bobby, and Elmo all would have an apostrophe after them. Woman's
world.
Good. And you were like,
count me out.
And then you got it.
I needed the hint.
So Woman's World magazine, a fixture in our home growing up. Bobby's World. Do you guys remember that show?
I actually don't know what that is.
It's an old cartoon. I don't know. It really hasn't seen the light in decades, but Elmo's World and then Spice World. So those were all blank
world. That was good.
Okay, let's go down to Jesse, Henry, Benny, and Violet. Jesse, Henry, Benny,
Violet. Those the boxcar children?
Yes.
I was like, it can't be that.
Oh my god!
I knew Grace would
get that one. That was a gimme for me.
I was so read as a child.
Yeah, I've never.
I was obsessed with the Boxcar Children.
I couldn't have told you a single name of them. I had to Google it.
Oh, I
Grace.
I forgot wow. Henry, but
that
I could have told you the rest.
Book series was really
amazing.
It was troubling. I'm surprised I didn't get more into it because I loved orphan lore. And like children surviving lore mm-hmm. was
well,
like
they were only my I think favorite they were only orphans idea. For the first book, right?
And then they get adopted or something, right?
I think they lived in a boxcar and then they went to work at an apple orchard of a rich man. Or I don't think they were working there. Maybe they were trying to pick his apples and then he adopted them or something. And then from then on, did they solve mysteries? What did they do?
That's the thing. I think they just
did they solve little faced, problems for people?
I think they faced moral dilemmas or something.
I think they kept the boxcar and they cleaned it out and made it kind of a treehouse type thing.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Wow.
So there was no survival distress type of thing. That's probably why I liked it and you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needed exactly more mortal misery. Danger for Claire. Yeah.
Do you guys remember those Orphan Train books that Mom mm-hmm. got us into for a while? Now, that was kind of really next level upsetting mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah, the siblings always being like separated.
Same books.
Yeah,
because it was true. It's a real thing that happened. And kids would be put on this train and then, yeah, they didn't know where they would be adopted or families. It was just kind of traumatic. So not kind of, extremely traumatic. Horrible. But I'm like, that's a good story for kids.
They knew there's kids like Claire out there.
Exactly. Okay, next one. Wink, BFF, cute, bae.
Conversation heart?
It's conversation heart.
Whoa! And
that. Dang it.
Yeah, I'm on fire. So might have the most.
I'm really, I'm relieved. My brain, you know my brain. It just barely is like
it's excelling at this. I fear, I don't know if I want Anne to get into connections because I
will become insufferable. I think it's for the best if I never get into it.
I'm excited. Should we place bets on how quickly we're going to be sent dad's like results daily?
I didn't even think about that.
He's gonna get so into it and send us his results every day. Yes. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun to find out when he listens to this.
I told Luke,
then we'll start hearing about it.
I think part of the reason I am like good at connections is because of dad and because of like the weird things he says.
Mm-hmm.
And the like,
yeah, because a lot of them will be like synonyms for like old timey synonym for a gangster or just like bizarre things like that. Where it's like
that, I'm like, I know that because of dad. Mm-hmm. The weird things
for sure. Okay, carpenter, gaucho, harem, palazzo,
pants,
adjectives that describe pants. Okay, this is my last one, you guys. We went through these fast. Uh-oh. I know. I'm sorry. I told you that we had to come prepared with good weekly wins because this would go quickly.
I've got a few. I don't have one.
I spent hours coming up with these.
They're really good. I can understand why.
I could look up more online, probably. I just wanted these to be for my own.
Oh, yeah. We could do like former connections. Tears.
Yeah. Maybe groupings. We'll do that. Okay. This is the last one that I came up with. Roy, Dean, Ross, Dennis.
Blah, love interests from shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, deadbeat boyfriends. Wow, Anne.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, everybody.
I couldn't have made that connection so quickly, though.
I know, Anne is just like, it's the second it goes
it's
in there.
Instant.
She's got it. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't give me 1 second to catch up.
Yeah, I need a lot of time to think.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys are really being nice.
Okay. And now we're going to do some previous, since Anne and Grace especially haven't played this before, we thought it would be fun to do some previous ones from the actual game connections. So here's one. Computer, piano, super, tests.
Keys.
What?
Grace,
that, is that was not so right? Fast.
You did that.
No, that was not as fast as any of the ones Anne's done.
No.
That was a hard one.
It was very fast.
I don't know what a super key is. Is it just like a.
I don't either. I was thinking, I did this one and I was thinking
super has keys.
No, it's a. They have keys. So I think
the super has keys.
Oh, like your superintendent?
At like a school or something. You know, like the super has the key.
Oh.
To the doors and stuff.
It's a New York living. We don't have supers.
Yeah. I'm gonna go way back in time. Okay. Dust, life, sports, yellow. This is a hard one to do in your head. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dust, life, sports, yellow.
Magazine?
No, but that's pretty
good. Life magazine?
Yellow magazine.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's gotta be a sports magazine.
I'm sure there is.
Bowls?
Dust magazine.
I thought of bowls too, and then it's like, wait, I don't.
Life bowls? Sports bowls?
Well, I mean, sports bowls are a thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. Can you give us a hint?
A hint would be it is a blank plus another word.
Okay. Jacket.
Yes.
Oh, That shouldn't have been that hard.
It's so hard.
It's like you get it and then you're like, duh.
Sometimes there are, I will say there are categories that anger, they cause like harsh feelings. Okay, let me come up with another one. Cars, elephants, swimmers, trees.
Trunks.
What?
Nice. Wow.
I'm really impressed with all three.
Yeah. I can't even remember the words.
I was not.
I have no idea.
It was just so fast. I was not listening. Thank you for the honesty.
The key is to let go of your fear and just blurt out what you think it might be without thinking through whether yes, all the words fit.
Well, because we have unlimited guesses in this game.
That's a benefit.
There's too much like pressure on me now because you guys.
We hyped you up.
That's so true. Now you perform kind of like, so well.
I can't live up to that.
Yeah, let's just be bad. Let's be bad.
Let's just relax.
Throw any thoughts out there.
Okay, backpack, big wig, downtown, ragtag.
They rhyme.
Yeah. It's an easy one.
Rhyming syllables?
Rhyming compound words.
Oh.
Oh.
Good. That's a fun job.
One. Wow.
That's a fun one.
That was good, Anne. Ragtag is one of my favorite words, and I just got stuck on that. Like
I was thinking crew.
Yeah, me too. That's like exactly crew. What I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Little groups or something. Or I was thinking Dora the Explorer for
backpack
some reason
made
with
me
backpack.
Think that too.
Okay. Mash, roast, scone, trifle.
British foods?
Yes.
Good really? Job. Oh, good.
I really was like, this is going to be so embarrassing when I say this.
Well, that's a good example of one that like, you can't articulate because you're like, they're foods, mm-hmm. you know,
like,
but like
something's going on.
It's
with
not
it that's
all
food
potatoes.
Related, yeah.
It's not all yeah. desserts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, yeah.
Okay.
Good job, Anne.
Fashion, food, forward, friends.
Police.
No, but that's
fashion police.
Pretty good.
Food police.
Oh,
forward
friends
police.
Friends police, forward police.
Is it just like the vibes of a scrappy group of millennial no. New York women?
Okay. But that pretty,
I keep thinking like, oh, it's going to be like blank forward, like fashion forward. And then like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, can you combine the words like... Like right, fast combine. Forward, but like no. these four are words that can combine to make
that would be a fun category.
Fast friends,
I haven't
fast
it.
Fashion, fast forward,
yeah,
fast food. Wait, that's it.
Wait, it's fast.
No, oh yeah, it is fast.
Wait, I thought fast was one of the words.
He's added fast.
Oh my gosh. I was like, they can combine endlessly fast with all of the other words.
The best way to come to a connection.
Oh my gosh. I'd like to claim that one because
you were
Grace
the one that
didn't
pointed
know
it out.
That she got
she
it.
Didn't know mm-hmm. what she was doing.
If it was a game of spoons, she would have lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, spoons.
So funny.
That's I wish a fun we game. Could play spoons right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cat, chance, lip, Tuesday. This will be our last one.
Fat? Wait, was the first word fat?
No. Cat, chance, lip, Tuesday.
Oh, so it is fat blank.
It is fat blank.
Good job. Guys, I haven't gotten a single one.
No, you got one.
You have.
Yeah, you got one.
I don't think I did.
You did. I can't remember which one, but.
I don't remember, but it was a good one.
It was
oh,
a good
it was
one.
Jacket, but it was only after a hint.
Give
well,
her one more.
Give her one more. Give her, okay. Yeah, give her one more chance. Just for clarity. Okay.
How long it
takes. I'm the only one that can guess.
Just for clarity. The rest can guess.
Okay, let's see.
But make it really hard.
Really? How about hard? This?
No one else can guess, but you guys have to raise a hand when you think you when you have it.
Okay.
Oh, so that you're shamed?
Okay. So that I feel shame. Yeah.
That's even worse. Drew, Rose, Will, May. Drew, Rose, Will, May.
Oh, man. Drew up a Will. Rose up. May up. Anne has it?
I'm just kidding. I don't have it. I have
oh. Oh. Willie Mays?
What? I don't think you're supposed Willie to combine.
Mays? I know. I put that in our heads.
I know, and now, exactly. Drew. It's Drew up, Will Mays. Drew Rose, Rose Will
Drew
Mays.
Drew Rose. Sorry, I didn't understand.
And not Mays. May, right?
May,
sorry.
Drew May. Rose. Will May. So this is a toughie, but it's especially for you.
It's especially for me?
It's especially for you.
Does it have to do with like books? Like classic literature?
No, but you're on the right track, kind of.
Okay. Is it characters?
No.
Okay.
Wrong track.
Because those are all names. Is it from a TV show?
No.
Okay. It seems like it's all names. Is it not names?
It's not names, but they are trying to trick you.
Trick you that they are names. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it have to do with guns?
No.
Drawing just, a gun? Yeah. I don't know.
One of them.
Okay, I'm breaking down. Could I have a little hint?
Yes, a hint. Drew? It has to do with your major and the English language. This is a toughie, honestly.
This is really hard.
And let the record show that Annie.
So it doesn't have to do with books, but it has to do with
I have a dumb guess.
Yeah, I have a dumb guess too, but I don't think it's going to be that.
I'll let other people chime in.
They're like names that are also words.
But that's names that are also verbs.
Okay, verbs is on the May right isn't. Track. Can I just say it? No one's sure. gonna get it. It's irregular verbs.
Oh man,
so, Drew.
I never would have gotten
Rose,
that.
Rose, Will, May. Yeah, it's. This was a bad one. This was a bad
No,
bad
that wasn't a bad I mean,
but this is that the kind was, of thing you got to be prepared for anything.
You got to be prepared. This was a it's good not going to be it's not going to be George Costanza. It's not going to be fun things like that. It's going to be stuff like
Some
this.
Days it's going to really it's going to ruin the day for you.
Mm-hmm. It's going to break you down.
That's my last tip I'd give to anyone starting this game. Don't do it at night. Because you lose at, 10:50 p.m. and then you have to go straight to bed, it's just going to ruin the night.
Give another tip? You're going to be doing it at night, but let me give you a better tip. Don't do it 4 minutes after midnight because then...
Oh, then you have nothing to look forward to.
You have nothing to look forward to and mm-hmm. the that's failure so, haunts you for so 24 true. Hours.
Oh, that's yeah. a good... That's also a good point. This... game is one of a few things that I live for. The others are every day I eat 3 super pretzels with a little tub of Rico's nacho cheese.
Wait,
what's a super pretzel?
Super pretzels are just the brand. You can get them at Walmart in the frozen section. And Rico's nacho cheese also you can get at Walmart in these little like prepackaged cups.
Oh, they're just
you
the,
heat
like
them
this...
up in the microwave. It. If you love the pretzels that you get at the movie theater, it's just that. But it's cheaper and you can have it whenever you want. And you can have 3 of them for lunch every single day. Which
that sounds
so they're
really
like
nice.
Kind of smallish.
They're smallish, but they're like, I'm pretty sure at the movie theater, sometimes they give you the small ones. So they're like they're the smaller size, at least the ones they sell at my Walmart. But so I have three of those a day with Rico's Nacho Cheese. I play Connections and I get a Baja Blast at 2 p.m. sharp. Sometimes if I'm getting a migraine, I get two. Those are the three tenets of my life right now.
Those are really, I will be doing the pretzels and the Connections.
Those are good pillars to build forward. On.
Yeah, those are great. I need to confess that sometimes I refill my Sonic cup with like a can of Diet Coke.
Oh, I do that. Top it off.
That's
you guys that's have smart. Already been doing that. I feel it. I feel like really ashamed when I.
It's there's a little bit of
it's pretty bad, but I can understand.
Like, do you do it the way I do it? Is I've had enough of it to drink that I've filled about a can's worth, but there's still a little soda and ice left. And then I just, top it off with a can.
I want there to be, like, a little bit of, like, fountain drink left mm-hmm. and, like, watery, like, the ice has melted a bit. And then I put the can in there.
Yeah.
And limes, because I get limes in my Diet Coke with Sonic.
Well, this is a good note to, I think, transition to weekly wins. We hope we've inspired some listeners to get into Connections and maybe make your own. If you make your own, just Google Connections Game Generator. There's like a bunch of sites people have built. If you'd like to share it with us, send it to us and see, please. You know, we'll tell you who solves it fastest. So that would be lots of fun. But yeah, I told everyone to come prepared with hearty and thought out weekly wins this week because we haven't done them for a few weeks and I knew this would be a shorter episode. So with that high pressure, who'd like to start?
I have a mini Winnie and then I have a weekly lose.
I have a weekly lose too. Oh,
so
wow.
My
what a title.
You asked for robust so and I brought robust.
You did. Good job.
Okay, my mini is that I'm really, for a couple of years now, the thing in my diet I've been most concerned about is fiber. I just feel that fiber is the key to everything. I have no scientific background to back that up, but I feel it in my heart.
I could send you some links. I just went down a rabbit hole of someone. There's this doctor who's obsessed with like only eating starch, and I could send you his stuff.
Okay,
the anti-fiber movement.
A little scary.
He advocates for whole grains, but like only carbs.
So does that mean you're not going to eat your 8 servings of beans a day anymore?
Wait, no, beans are
no beans are fibrous. Starchy, fibrous.
Well, I know they're fibrous. I guess I just didn't consider them starchy.
He counts any sort of rice, bean, grain.
I back this guy up starch. Fully because mm-hmm. I've always
sorry,
felt
Tess,
like,
we hijacked you.
Sorry, yeah.
No, I appreciate this. I feel in my heart that. That's just what I gotta focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Protein stresses me out. Trying to get like a certain amount of protein in the day. What I'm trying to say is I have started eating, this is not revolutionary in any way, but I've started eating Mission carb balanced tortillas. And they're like, because I don't like whole wheat tortillas. They don't taste
they're
the
just
same at
not
all.
Good. Yeah.
But these are white tortillas and the taste, it's not exactly the same, but I feel like it's as close as you can get. And they have 15 grams of fiber per tortilla.
Much fiber.
What are they made out of?
Fiber. They're literally
like,
made of wheat starch. So speaking of what Grace was just talking about, yeah, it's like they have some white flour in them, but they have more just, I think, straight fiber in them. And so, but they taste pretty good. And if you, especially when you first get them out of the bag, they're a little soft, like a little softer than normal tortillas. But if you just pop them in a pan and just give them a quick little toast on each side, not till they're like crispy, but just till they're a little more like the texture of normal tortillas, then I really feel like we had fajitas tonight and I felt like I couldn't tell the difference between like a normal store-bought tortilla and these.
It does was Luke eat them similar. Too? Did he?
Yeah, he loves them too. And that's
really I like that you're test. Checking if. Yeah,
I was just
yeah,
saying like how. Anytime how someone says you can't tell the difference, true. You need to okay, check yeah. with like a second source. I shouldn't say
you can't tell the difference. You can, but it's a negligible difference. I feel like
you're. I have to say, Tess, you're really sounding like mom
mm-hmm.
in this okay. segment.
But it's not a bad thing. It's great.
To
but how she's like, just pop them in a pan, give them a little toast.
I'm just trying to help people to enjoy
no, I want to try
fiber more because yeah. I, you know, Luke is firmly against whole wheat pasta.
Whole wheat pasta is so bad.
It's bad. We all know yeah. it. You know, beans are hard to work into stuff. So this is just, I ate two fajitas tonight. And I got 30 grams of fiber.
Wow.
Just for that's that alone.
30 grams.
Plus whatever was in my normal food during the day. So I'm doing great today. So I don't know. Just someone try them.
Yeah. I'm going to add them to my Walmart order right now.
I think as long as it's you're eating them with something flavor, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if they could like hold up. Kind of like a gross, on just a tort- healthy on just wrap a, or something that's not
yeah
doesn't or have just any a flavor plain anyway.
Cheese quesadilla.
Yeah, I would maybe eat a quesadilla from these. That's how much I like them. Okay, wow, but this is my mini winnie. Now for my weekly lose. I was tuning my cello this week,
and
the bass, the neck snapped right out of the bass.
Oh no!
And holy moly!
I worried that this would happen because my cello wasn't cheap, but it was cheap for a cello, and it also had like this little hinge. I think it was previously because normally tightening strings on your instrument is not going to cause it to snap in half. And yeah, I wasn't tightening them past the notes that they're meant to play. So.
Hmm.
But it had like this little metal hinge on the back that seemed to be holding the neck onto the bass. And I was like, well, this was probably previously broken, but it sounds fine. So I should have known that this would happen. But now it's causing me to reflect because I have to decide, you know, my lessons are on hold and I've made some good progress with the cello. So I guess the silver lining is that now I'm like, I'm reflecting and deciding if I want to like invest, like try to save up for a new cello that's better than my old one and keep going, or I have a little less free time now than I did when I started because Gwen is taking fewer naps and she's running amok. and so, you know, I'm just thinking about, do you want to
put it on hold?
Put it on hold.
You could
for
pick
a
it
few
back
years.
Up maybe after you've moved.
You're the silver lining is that you might quit cello.
That's so sad.
This is a really just, sad
I get
silver
to think
lining.
About the good times with my cello.
The silver lining is it's giving you a chance to reflect. That's
not a silver lining.
Can I say mine before I forget? Because I am going to forget. Okay. I just thought of this one. I was having a hard time. There was too much pressure to come up with a really good weekly win, and I couldn't think of any. But I just want to say that I've been watching The Bachelor this season. I took a little break for a while because it was just, like, so formulaic. But I'm back watching The Bachelor, and I'm really enjoying this season.
Yeah, Joey is a really nice guy.
He's so pleasant. And after we had a number of, I hate to say it, ugly bachelors,
it's nice
to have one that is actually, like, cute. So don't hard. Cut it. Don't make
don't,
her
yeah,
cut
don't
it.
Cut it. Leave it in. Yeah, no, I Anne said it, not me.
And
have you seen Clayton's dancing?
Oh my gosh, oh, yes.
No, exactly. I don't.
And hey, we're to. Not gonna go, we're not, you know, we're gonna keep this a kind podcast, no. But
yeah, Joey is a good bachelor. He personally is good, but then like I feel like the drama has been fun to watch. Like
I need to catch up because I only watched the first couple.
It's maybe less, I'll go do that right now. Less obvious. Like I feel like for such a long time it was so obvious that like things were fake and the producers mm-hmm. were just like keeping someone in to cause drama. And like that kind of happened this season, but like it was still entertaining. I don't know. It's just better than it's been in a long time.
He's very cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I also have a win and then a lose. A mini Winnie and a boozy Lucy. I don't know why. Oh. No, it's not booze. Oh, not. It's not booze related at all. I'll start with the lose because it's just better to end positive. The lose is I accidentally honked at someone I know this week, and that was really hard. Oh, no. And I've already told the family about it. I won't rehash the details
why
here.
Don't
but
honk.
I know.
Yeah. Like just don't honk at all. Reason.
Yes.
It kind of was for
policy.
Safety. It well, kind of was.
For your own safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she was going to hit my car. She's going the wrong way down a one-way street, speeding. So I won't go into the nitty-gritty details, but I was kind of like, whoa, like, hang on.
Did you honk and before she got to you or after
yeah,
she passed?
Yeah, okay. As she was approaching me.
Then that's,
because I genuinely
justified.
Kind of thought she might hit me because there wasn't a lot of room.
The honks that are not justified are the ones that happen after something happened.
Yeah, no, I agree. Anger. That's just like road rage. But I was so embarrassed. I shouldn't have done it, period. I 1,000% wouldn't have done it if I knew it was someone I knew.
Wait, also, and did you gesture
I'll never
at
do it
all?
Again. Like no, an, thank
heavens.
Because
sometimes Claire does like a two, like her hands kind of in the air, like a...
kind of a like a, an Italian, like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like...
I mean, if she's speeding down a one-way street going the wrong direction and you honk, she should be embarrassed that someone she knows saw her do that. You're
yeah,
not
and
embarrassed
I think
party.
She that's was because she avoided eye contact. Yeah, I won't go into detail. I felt really bad. And then the next day, trying to go into preschool pickup, I got caught on an uphill in park. And then when I went to put it into drive, I had the wheels screeching sound as I was trying to get up the hill. And I was like, I can't show my face there anymore. Like, how hard is this to just wait in a line till they bring you your kid? It was so loud. Henry was like, why did the car go, hmm? The car go, hmm? And I was like, just let it go, buddy.
It's really embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. We had a play date today with one of Molly's, she calls them schoolmates, which she must have picked up at school. It's so sweet, though. Cute. But we had a play date with the little girl that we've never had over before. And I was texting Dave and I was like, yeah, I was like, it'll be good. I was like, I'm always a little nervous to like make, you know, small talk with a new mom, which is true. I'm embarrassed to admit. I was like, I hope it goes okay. And he's like, well, as long as you don't honk at her, I think it'll be fine. And I was like, I can't make any promises. But anyway, so that was my lose. And then my win was I actually had a few snack wins, but I'm just going to do one for tonight and I'll save the others. This was a whim that I tried at Costco yesterday. And, you know, you can tell just by looking that it was going to be delicious. But these are the Girl Scouts Thin Mints Bites by Edward Mark Chocolatier.
Oh.
I've seen Thin Mint things there before. I've never tried these specific ones. So it's like a little crunchy... A crispy chocolate center with like a mint layer and then a chocolate layer on the outside.
I've been wishing my Costco would have those.
Have you seen them around?
I've seen them and I want them so bad.
That sounds so good.
So I just had Henry with me and I was like, oh, yep, we got to get those. That's non-negotiable. I like having him with me because I can talk to someone, but it's really just talking to myself. They are so good. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Lots of times Costco snacks, I will try once or twice and then I'm kind of like over it. Mm-hmm. These, I'm already like, okay, I'll be going back to get like a backup bag before this one's gone. They're so good.
If you like heading over there. Well, I did not come prepared with a win and loss. I didn't realize that was something that was supposed to happen. My win is that the Qdoba opened this last week.
This is just a follow-up to a previous win.
I have had it. It opened on a Monday.
Positive experience?
I had it 6 days that week. What?
Oh. Whoa.
Monday through Saturday.
Oh. How's the service? Does it remind you of Anchorage? Like,
it's
better, worse?
Really slow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because they're learning and because it was really busy. Mm-hmm. Everyone was friendly.
Oh, good.
The managers were kind of mean. They were just brusque. They were yelling at both customers and employees.
Oh, dear.
Just a little bit. You know, they were just, mm-hmm. they reminded me of like my managers at Applebee's, just kind of like brusque.
They just want a job well done.
They just want a job well done, but like sometimes feelings aren't spared.
Yeah, they run a tight ship.
They run a tight ship, and if, you know, they're behind.
My guy's got to stay in line.
Shrimp,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
behind on roasted veggies, you know, like mm-hmm. the line cook's going to hear it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't go six times. I ate Qdoba for dinner six times. Mm. So some
like
of the times were like,
servings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, servings. Grace, that's fine.
Yeah,
you phrased that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's still pretty bad. Six.
It sounds delicious.
It's a lot of Qdoba. I invented my own thing, which is really gross, but I kind of like it. Because to save on costs, if you want nachos, but you don't want to order the nachos, like you want it for 2 days, you could order a bowl. And then you just put half the bowl over your own chips at home.
That's brilliant.
Now, the bowl has rice, so it's... The nachos are mostly going to be rice on the chips.
That's kind of good, though.
But it's pretty good.
If we're talking starch only.
Could you ask for it without rice?
Yeah, but at that point, you've just ordered the nachos, I think. Because the way they do the nachos when you get to go is they just put the queso in a bowl and they give you a bag of chips on the side.
Well, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, because you get a lot more food if you order rice with it.
She's saving on costs.
I'm saving. Okay. I'm trying to make it two dinners.
Yeah, she's an economical queen.
Okay. It makes sense now. I thought you were trying not to sog the nachos overnight. And so I was why would, if they already do that for you? Okay, I understand now.
It's just like to get like more bulk of food for the same
You know
price.
Dave's going to be doing this because mm-hmm. he loves hacks to like make things.
I have the worst
hacks. Meals based on the most amount of food, not what he wants, the most amount he could get.
I have no problem with rice criteria. On chips. That sounds
Yeah, I mean, the bowl, mm-hmm. like sounds it comes good. With queso and sour cream and whatever you want. So it's not like it's just plain rice, but like, you know, it's just not quite as like saucy as the nachos, but half the price, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I like to get the kids' nacho meal, and you get a side of beans because that's what really makes it more filling. And I get, and then I supplement it with my own chips at home so that it makes it bigger.
That is smart. Do you ever feel shame? I guess you have kids, so you can pick it up without.
Yes. Well, who's to say you don't have kids at home or like in the car or something?
Drive through. Yeah, that's true. Who's to say?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Who's ordering one kid's nachos?
It is a little for a kid. Nobody cares, though.
No, I don't know. When I was a child and we would get one Subway sandwich because I wouldn't eat Taco Bell. Everybody.
That's true.
I think my problem is that I went so many times in 1 week that
you're going to be Green Wallet.
I'm
going to
be Green Wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our show and visit our website, hopculturepod.com. We'll also be popping up on Instagram throughout the week, so follow Hop Culture Pod for more fun. See you next week!